and we're back into the third hour of the Barton Report, and we have an outstanding guest today, Deborah Taveras, who's giving us a horror story, but the forensically, and I emphasize forensically accurate truth about what is going on in these areas we're covering today. But sorry, you touched on 5G there, Deborah. Carry on, yeah?
Yeah, I was concluding the backstory of the YouTube we have up, The Cooking of Humanity. And I am telling everybody what several of the scientists said when we sent this document out for their review to weigh in on what this meant. And here's a couple of the comments about this document. First, they talked about the fact that they understood the NASA war document and what that outlines. And for those of you that don't understand the NASA war document, just go to stopthecrime.net, type in NASA war document. That's what I call it because it's easier for me to say that on air. And you'll find it that way. That's not actually the name of it, but you will find it, the NASA war document. I've spent many, many hours breaking that document down. So this contributor to what this map meant said they understand the NASA war document, they understand what's in it and what is happening and the nefarious aspects of that document. They also know the silent weapons document, and they understand the manipulation, the enslavement, and the genocide aspects of the silent weapons system. So they understand that. And then they said they know about digital Gwyn signals. And they said they know without a doubt the specific harmonics needed for mass
control. What's that name again? Digital what signal?
Digital what? Gwyn. G-W-E-N. So they're saying that they know about the digital Gwyn signals, and they also know without a doubt the specific harmonics needed for mass mind control. They said, do you know what the X factor to their pulsed, extremely low frequencies are? It's when mind control happens to be. In other words, let me read that. Do you know what the X factor to their pulsed ELF frequency mind control happens to be? Something called negative oxygen ions. They go on to tell us. Let me describe this and sum it up in a sixth grade language. The oxygen we breathe is composed of two oxygen molecules bound together. If the oxygen molecule is stripped of electrons, it becomes positively charged. Conversely, if there are extra electrons attached to the oxygen, it becomes negatively charged. Study after study after study on this, done largely by DARPA and Stanford Research University and aspects of CIA and MKUltra mind control programs during the 1960s and 1970s, showed that humans breathing negative oxygen ions have markedly better cognitive reasoning skills, are much less likely to be mind controlled on a massive scale, and more importantly, are much more physically healthy. Negatively charged ions are virtually and vitally important for healthy humans. Now, you must understand that the primary source of negative oxygen ion generation is the seashore. The waves of the salty surf crashing onto the coastline rocks and sand all the time generate massive negative ions of oxygen, which in turn supplies entire nations and countries with
which is all positive for existence, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It causes good vibrations. And that is moved through the countries and all over the world by prevailing winds, then circulate the negatively charged oxygen ions throughout the country, inland areas. Goes on to say, what strikes me immediately is the fact that these digital wave signals, as shown on the map, are specifically only heavily concentrated along America's coastlines and nowhere else. It appears to be that they are seeking to electromagnetically strip the electrons from the air. I can see no other reason for this. The net result will be to simply cause much more chemically depressed national populations, a much more easily mind-controlled nation. And they conclude it by saying, nefarious as hell. And that is the interpretation of that document in Cooking of Humanity. And again, you can look at this document for yourself, and we would love contributions. You can add that under the comments of Cooking of Humanity. We would really appreciate that. And the report, again, is the report to the president, realizing the full potential of government handheld spectrum to spur economic growth. And I'm going to bring this into the 5G conversation, and then we're going to be jumping into water here very shortly, but because water is essential. But we're being radiated to death right now and mind control globally. So in that document that I've been referring to, this is a comment, a statement. Ultimately, all countries will have to make the shift to a new architecture, because no country has enough spectrum available to meet the exponential increase in demand that comes from the onslaught of billions and billions of connected intelligent devices, sensors, and internet systems and services. In technology sectors, the first movers capture the bulk of the lifetime profits, and those profits fund the development of continuing leadership. The United States is at a crossroads in spectrum. Changes in technologies and policies are inevitable. 2012 is a critical year. The nation must start to change course now to reap the full economic benefits of the federal spectrum. So let's talk about what we're seeing. We're seeing the creation of resilient cities, which is just a buzzword for cyber cages of imprisonment. And the resilient cities, the backbone to resilient cities, is the 5G network. That's the required backbone. And the other aspects of resilient cities are computer vision, with cameras and computers watching and monitoring and tracking everybody all the time in real time. Much of this is already deployed in cities now in the United States. Also, the next acronym that will be prevalent in these cyber cities that are being built by Google, because they can use the existing brick-and-mortar buildings, and all they have to do is add the wireless infrastructure. And so we've got 5G is the required backbone. Then we have computer vision. Then we have mixed reality, so that you can be in the autonomous vehicle and create your own reality. And then they have AI. And I can only say to you that this is absolute mind control enslavement, and that is what is happening, plus the increased frequencies. People, by and large, will not survive. And we're seeing that now being deployed, the 5G, the small cells. Right now, it's being deployed in Sacramento in Central California. The next city is going to be Los Angeles, and the Brookings Institute has said and advised the telecom industry to look for forward-looking mayors, M-A-Y-O-R-S, in the cities to go ahead and deploy
that's
the 5G.
That's coded language, who can be bought. But at that stage, we'll all have brain cancer, and we're finished anyway. I don't mean to be sarcastic. The third city I was discussing with Kim last week is Dallas. Sacramento, Los Angeles, and Dallas, Texas, I believe, is the 5G experiment.
Well, there are no experiments needed. The experimentation of all of this is over. They know exactly what they're creating, to the extent that they're creating cyber cages and massive reduction of population.
These are the first big installations. I mean, that's what it's about. Yeah.
Well, Dallas, there have already been so many big installations of space-based weapons systems of mind control. In fact, we had a photograph given to us years back off of the NASA website, and it literally shows the entire globe, and it's from the National Security Association, NSA, United States of America. And the image showed that the heavy beams sweeping down across the planet, and the beams are HARP mind control transmissions that we are all under. And the most direct and intrusive way, they are monitoring all of the global populations. So they've had different levels of tracking and technologies that we've been unaware of, massively advanced technologies and weapons systems. But I want to read quickly something that we found on a website a few years ago, and this is important, and then we're going to jump into water. We found this out of the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator, and it is a mission statement. Now, we were searching Carnegie Mellon.
Beware of those, as you know, yeah.
So, yeah, which is a perpetrator.
Just that title again, so I'm writing these down, I'm not sure people are. Pennsylvania Smart what?
Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator. It's PSII. And it involves Carnegie Mellon Engineering and IBM. Now, you can find this on stopthecrime.net by typing in PSII mission statement. We're in the midst of transitioning to a easier to find documents on Stop the Crime because we have just grown so big and we host so many documents. So I'm going to read this, though, for everyone so that you can hear what their mission statement said as follows. Mission statement. Revolution in our infrastructure. Pennsylvania's companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose that secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, which is transportation and transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete, and steel, with cyber infrastructure, which is computers, networks, and sensors, in ways that are just emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build or rebuild the world's transportation, civil, manufacturing, and other infrastructure. We will bring those organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help to make Pennsylvania a visible leader in these crucial emerging technologies.
The promised land, so-called. Yeah, carry on, yeah.
These technologies will also need a new generation of employees to design, operate, and maintain these new cyber-physical infrastructure systems. And we will help Pennsylvania be a leader in educating these workers to meet the demand. The PSII would be an important step towards exposing this secret. Now, the secret is resilient cities. The secret is the build-out of the climate action plans. And that's what's happening now, is they are decimating cities all over the world with various types of weaponized targeted hits. And so that is what to expect. We are ending up in a reorganization of everything we've ever known. Our lives as we have known it are changing profoundly and rapidly. And I'm just going to throw this in quickly. I go over a genocide plan that we found on the Deagle.com website. And I'm actually going over this genocide plan with Dr. Bill Deagle, who has a radio show. And I'm discussing this plan in detail with him. And I would recommend that everybody listen, because people have been asking, well, what are the dates for all of this? Well, we know about the Georgia Guidestones and the depopulation protocol there. The report from Iron Mountain certainly talked about determining the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life and property and natural resources. We know that the Wildlands Project, which is based on deep ecology, talks about the requirement to reduce the populations and to have absolutely no difference in thinking between animals and life. In other words, everything has equal value. And the fact that we should not be using any resources at all that are above our vital needs for survivability. That is the deep underlying realities of the Wildlands Project. And, of course, to massively depopulate open spaces, which is happening now everywhere. So,
Can I just intervene there, just interject this one? Yeah, that same value of human and animals, that's absolutely disgusting. And it's like the gay marriage thing is presented as marriage equality. Doesn't that sound very viable? Yeah, but there you are. But carry
on.
Yeah.
They of course make it a highlight that all life, human and non-human, has equal value, and they say that resource consumption above what is needed for vital human needs is immoral. In fact, they're running ads in the United States through the Department of Energy, calling people energy hogs. If you are overusing, it's an ad running out of the Department of Energy. Now, I want to make a very important point here right now, and I tried to make it in the first hour, and it bears saying this again. Everyone needs to type in every agency, the Department of Defense, the Education, Board of Education, all agencies followed by climate action. They have all agreed to the false lies of climate change and global warming and the full activation and agreement to use expanded weather weapons systems on all of us. Make no mistake. There has been an agreement to utilize these policies and to activate them and to use the weather weapons to create extreme heat events, to create and increase air pollution, to change weather patterns throughout the world, to create massive floods and droughts, to create wildfires, massive storms, to impact farming, cause higher food costs and food scarcity, which we're seeing, to create storm surges and sea level rise. I wish I had more time to discuss sea level rise. But to cause longer red tides, toxic algae blooms in the ocean, and this is a war plan based on false science to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And at the top of Stop the Crime, I wanted to certainly discuss and finalize the discussion on the Deagle.com website of the planned genocide. It has maps. And it has percentages in the various countries of the planned reductions of populations that they plan to reduce by the year 2025. And in the United States, they're planning to reduce the population by 83% by the year 2025. In the UK, I believe it was 73%. Australia, it was about 50%. Everybody can go to this interactive website and see it for themselves, and you can listen to our discussion on YouTube, and I will tell you the YouTube when we get back from the break.
Okay, right you are. We'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Go on, please.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel, with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming straight back in. And I should give out the phone number as we're well into the third hour today. But we have riveting stuff from, as usual, Deborah Tavares. 3 hours is not enough. We need 4 hours at least to do this. But the phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you have a question for Deborah Tavares. Okay, carry on.
I did an interview during the radio show. I'm on with Dr. Bill Deagle every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And he and I discussed the Deagle.com website. I thought it was extremely appropriate to have this discussion on his show because it is the Deagle.com website, and it is the calling of the world population. And you can find it by typing in your YouTube or going to stopthecrime.net to our YouTube video channel. It's a, I believe it's called Deborah Tavares on the Dr. Bill Deagle Show. And and it is a discussion about the reduction of the global population by 2025 with interactive maps and charts. It is absolutely diabolical. I must tell you, when I came across this and discussed it and vetted it out and found that it is in a government intel operation, it was very wrenching. And I will tell you, for all of you that are listening, it's important to understand, I do suffer often from truth trauma. as I dig these documents mm-hmm. up and find these documents, it is very, very, mm-hmm. very tough at times to assimilate yep. all of what you're hearing me discuss, and I have to get that out there. Because
sure, no, that's really worth saying. Give that a few minutes. Yeah, carry on. Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to talk about water, because what is happening right now globally with the water supply in the United Nations is diabolical. There is now the expeditious plan to take over the global water supply. So we have the website primarywater.org. I'm going to discuss the aspects of water with you. I'm going to be referring that everybody please listen to Primary Water Explained. I can't underscore that enough. And we have a YouTube up that I'm going to go over some of the aspects of that. It is called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Understand it is packed with documents, absolutely documented to the hilt. And it is very scary. And it's very important to understand why you have to be concerned what's happening in your cities right now with water. So let me explain what primary water is. We have only in schools been taught about the secondary water cycle, which is rain and snowmelt. But rain and snowmelt is actually the evaporation of primary water. Primary water is created deep within the earth from the synthesis of hydrogen and oxygen, and under tremendous pressure from the earth's internal heat, water in the form of vapor is forced upward through rock fissures, which are the weakest areas in the earth's crust, and it becomes liquid as it cools. Primary water is forced upward while atmospheric water is subject to the effects of gravity and flows downward. So it's important to access primary water. One does not necessarily have to drill deep wells. We see primary water presenting itself in hot and cold springs that bubble up out of cracks and fissures. We see primary water in oases in the desert. We see primary water flowing beautifully off the tops of mountains in the Hawaiian Islands and other areas too. Endlessly they cascade from the mountain peaks, not valleys, the peaks of mountains, and flow into ponds down below endlessly. There is a beautiful mm-hmm. geyser called Fly Geyser, F-L-Y Geyser. That is worth looking at. It is a drill site that a farmer was drilling for water about 100 years ago, hit hot water and capped the well. And over a period of time, the well cap blew off. And you will see this amazing structure presenting itself again for over 100 years, flowing up out of the earth. So what is important to know is that we have pure, clean water that has not been exposed to the atmospheric bomb testing, all of the poisons and toxins in the environment from the chemtrail, which then our water from rain and snowmelt flows over poisonous lands and collects in a cauldron of toxins called reservoirs, which then it's further poisoned with, in many instances, fluoride and chlorine and other toxic additives, and served up in your municipal water supply for you to swallow your poisonous food down with. And we'll go into primary water more.
Yeah, and we have a call. We call her Pat and Voss. We'll say that after the break. Okay, go ahead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove...
In from the bottom of the hour break, and we have a caller, Pat in Fort Worth, and we're kind of running out of time, but if we get a brief call from Pat. Hello, Pat. Hello.
And it's going along with what? Can you hear me?
Just about. You're on a terrible line. Hold on. You're on a terrible. If you've got a terrible line there, but carry on. Okay.
That better? No.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. I want to ask her about standing radio waves as far as keeping the rain from coming to a place. Because God can make a rain. Can't hear
I
me.
Can't get that at all. Sorry. I can't. Well, on my end here, we can't hardly get it. Can you talk slowly there and say that again, okay?
Okay. There's standing radio waves.
Can you hear that?
Yeah,
okay,
they're sending radio waves. What is it you need to know, Pat?
Well, it can keep rain from going to a place, and I decided to look up that at a place called NerdyHire.com in Texas, standing radio wave technicians, and they have 13,482 openings. To get that to hire people in standing radio wave technology here in Texas.
Yes, and that is becoming the growing business because of the wireless explosion and the intention to reduce the population and to move the weather around and change the climate. This is war, and you're just looking...
I think it's called V-I-Z war. V is in Victor, I, Z is in zero, war.
Well, we're going to get into water right now, Pat, and so I'd really like to jump into that. I hope you'll keep listening.
Okay, carry on, Deborah, yeah?
Okay, so I have a YouTube up, and I would recommend that everybody watch it. Again, it's called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. And as I said, it's packed with documents. But I'm going to tell you some aspects of that, as well as some things that are occurring now with water. I was talking to some friends of mine in Ireland and out of Wales, and they implemented a hose bib reduction requirement. In other words, you could only water your backyards with your hoses is the way I'm understanding it. And they told me also that the day after they initiated that ban, that they then sent up drones to be able to go and observe water cheats. In other words, if you are using water and you're not supposed to. Now, I want to talk about what they've done here in California and what you can expect to have happening in your country. First of all, the smart grid has been deployed to control your consumption of energy resources, including water. The smart grid will also require your climate action plans, your resilient plans, are going to require that all of you retrofit your homes in compliance with required greenhouse gas emissions reductions. What am I talking about? For around $9,000 in my last calculation, every home would have to reinstall kitchen faucets, shower heads, dishwashers, heat and air equipment, everything that is servicing you with water will then become a smart faucet head. In other words, they can turn your water off when you've used your allowed amount of water remotely through your smart meter. Your faucet heads are wireless, and your shower heads will be wireless. Pricewitzer and other high-end companies are already bringing all of this plumbing, new plumbing, in and onto the market. Now, again, around $9,000 retrofits your home if you are budget conscious. If you don't have the money, Rockefeller has some loans for you. You can apply for a HERO loan, H-E-R-O loan, or a PACE, P as in Paul, ACE loan. These are Rockefeller loans that you will be required to deploy these required reductions of greenhouse gas emissions, take over your life control mechanisms in your home, or your home will not meet code enforcement requirements and could potentially be red tagged and considered not to be fit for occupancy. Now, what you're hearing me say right now is factual, because if you do not meet required greenhouse gas reductions in all of our homes, then literally they will relocate you. Now, here's another example. If you run out of water, say your well has gone dry, or you've pumped your allotted amount of groundwater, and you don't have water, the EPA, in their documents, say that they will consider your home unsafe and unhealthy, and they will relocate you to an area of potable water. This is a land grab, an illusion of limiting and reducing water resources to steal your land. Now, let's talk about what they just implemented here in Ventura County, which is Central California along the coast. It's an area that is known for growing many different types of fruits, avocados, lemons, strawberries, celery, etc. They have just implemented on July 1st of 2018 a groundwater market scheme. And the farmers, sadly, are agreeing to this. And here's what it entails. First of all, I want you to know that in areas of Ventura County a few years ago, they implemented a moratorium against well drilling. They don't want people to know that there is primary water, and they don't want people to drill for more water because they're calling it too many straws and the exploitation of water and stealing water maybe from your neighbor because you've got a well and a straw in the ground. That's what they're saying. So on July 1st of 2018, they rigged this new groundwater scheme, and I'm going to describe it to you. They are giving groundwater allotments to the farmers, but not enough of a water allotment for that farmer to grow that year's crop. And they are allowing and giving a price on their allotment. In other words, the farmer can give or sell their water allotment to their neighbor, which will then allow them to access enough groundwater to grow their crops. And they will make more money on selling their water allotment than they would growing their crop and selling it to market.
Which is another way of creating dissent amongst neighbors as well.
Well, it's collapsing. Yes, absolutely it is. It's collapsing the food supply, because why would a farmer necessarily work on growing a crop if he finds out that his groundwater allotment is worth more than the gamble of having a crop that will be enough to make money when he goes to market? So this is a law. They've created a new groundwater market on false water science. Now, it's important to understand when you go to primarywater.org, you're going to hear what they did to Muammar Gaddafi and the eighth wonder of the world, also known as the Great Man-Made River Project. The United States and NATO blew up that great project and threw Libya into chaos because Muammar Gaddafi had built this wonderful network of tunnels under the desert and was able to deliver water for free to 75% of the villages in Libya by using the oil revenue that the country had for the benefit of the Libyan people. That great man-made river project was blown up. Now, it's important to understand that the United Nations is coming quick to control all water consumption. And this is a massive land grab. This is a massive transition of our food supply. And I would encourage everybody again to please listen to the death of the farm, death of the farm. We will be following that up with the new creation of the food supply. It will just absolutely stun all of you what is occurring. It will stun you. But I want to go into the announced rationing in California of water. Governor Brown has proclaimed a reduction requirement by the year 2022. And again, I believe it's 2025. Now, they're going to be decreasing the allowable consumption of water as they start to believe that the people have bought the lie that that water is a limited resource. So if there's anything that any of you do right now is to understand the truth about water. In order to survive, we're going to have water. So I would recommend that you assist with any way that you can for people to obtain primary water. While you can still drill, you don't necessarily have to drill deep. It doesn't necessarily have to cost a lot of money. But you need to understand the dire straits that we are in with the United Nations and your local municipal water purveyors literally looking.
I'll just say a little bit on that. I was involved in some of this in some farming areas in Britain, Ireland, and countries they live in, but people have to band together to do that because local authorities will intimidate any one individual. But just briefly, the Oroville Dam repair, which is a guy called Ewan Brown, fantastic reporter, has been reporting on the fantastic restructuring of the spillway, and they are doing a fantastic job there. Do you think? I think they are going to preserve that dam. Am I right? The Oroville Dam.
Well, they are, but keep in mind, dams are a collection of a toxic water supply, and they never needed to create dams in the first place. Now, you're hearing me say something really unimaginable, but when you look at the water manual or Bible, as it's called, on primarywater.org, you will soon learn that the entire water delivery system, the aqueduct system in California, which is the breadbasket for the country, never needed to have been constructed that way. There could have easily have been what Muammar Gaddafi... Hang on.
In California were purposely neglected. Now they're supposedly racing to catch up, and they may successfully have this built by the winter.
I need to clarify what you're just saying. Because the dams are obsolete in the sense that they're going to be heavily polluted and controlled and reduced. That's where they're leading people to believe the water source is coming from, the collection of rain and snowmelt. And then the inability during the drought to fill the reservoirs enough. So understand this is all part of the psyops on the reality of water and the source of water. Again, we could have done, and we need to do, if there was the idea to preserve life, which there's not, we needed to have created what Muammar Gaddafi did. And I would urge everybody to go to primarywater.org to see the real method in which water can be delivered through the country.
One other thing, I think you covered it as well. I've covered it many times. You got this, a vile company, Nestle, buying super tankers of water out of the Great Lakes in Canada and shipping it across the Atlantic to sell it at incredible profits for bottled water, which is another outrage as such. But anyway, the Great Lakes are polluted with nuclear pollution anyways.
they're just distributing the toxic water elsewhere. That's what that is. Nestle is all part of Cinemix. For those of you that have not are unaware of Cinemix, Cenomyx, type that in to stopthecrime.net and get a flyer on the aborted human fetal tissue that is put into our food supply.
That's right. I've read that document. Yeah, I've read that document. It's out. We need to do a program on that as such. It's shocking. We're coming.
So right, I want to fly through. Pete, I really would like to fly through more of the water. Because it's critical for a global preparation to prevent some of the genocide that we're going to see occur. And again, I want to underscore the Deagle.com website that has the map and the charts and the expected plan to reduce the population by 2025. There are two ways in which they're saying they're going to reduce the population. Number one, they're saying there will be increased suicides. Number two, they're saying that people will psychologically not be able to adjust from forced relocations. And we're seeing that because we're seeing massive amounts of refugees all over the world. We're seeing massive increases of homelessness. We're seeing that here after the fires in Sonoma County. People that were barely able to pay for apartments can't continue to live in apartments because the cost for apartments have skyrocketed. And we have engineers and other people that are living in tents here in Sonoma County. It's all over the world. Their homelessness increases all over the world. But so, again, go and please share Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. I'm going to go over some of the information in that now so that you will understand what's in that. We found on the U.S. Department of Interior here in the United States a map that showed the water supply crisis anticipated by the year 2025. It's a color-coded map of Northern California. And it shows areas of anticipated conflict potential. And they say that water supply issues will foment in these areas, and there will be unmet rural water needs because, of course, they're creating the illusion that we have no water. The other coded shows conflict potential as being moderate. It's in yellow on the map. The other coded potential is substantial conflict. And the other code on this map that is in bright orange is says highly likely conflict. We're talking gunfights. They're saying that they will use guns.
Sure.
So go to that.
Yeah,
go to that YouTube, please. Pass this far and wide. Water wars, stealing water for profit and power.
We'll
I'm going to continue more with this on the other side of the break.
Yeah, and we can wrap it up then. We're 3 or 4 minutes on the other side. Yeah. Okay.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and coming back into the end of the program, we just have a quick, very quick sum up from Jenna. Is Jenna still there? Jenna, have a quick word, and then Deborah will finish up on a review of that. Okay.
Well, I am glad that awareness is just getting out there, because there are directions that we can go to, but number one is just knowing what's happening. And the degree of technology that's out there, the awareness is coming to us about how it's getting here. And Israel and Unit 8200 and the Talpiot program is what's bringing all of this on, and Americans are paying for it. There's billions of dollars that are going towards these technologies that are used against us. And it's upsetting, but it motivates me to keep going.
Very good,
absolutely
very good.
Absolutely true, Jenna. Okay. And to wrap it up on water, because this is so vitally important, when you listen to that YouTube, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, and you hear me talking about documents in California, this is worldwide. So expand it beyond the word California. Understand that there's an executive order in the United States preparing the United States for climate impacts, Executive Order 13514. This has been war. War has been declared upon the United States and the global human family. And the American Bar Association is culpable as well. They have adopted climate change policies as well. So I would urge everybody to type in every government agency that you can think of, followed by climate change, and you will find we have been sold out under a false reality of science and fossil fuel reduction and the truth of weather weapons that have been aimed upon all of us. And then stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about solutions and ways we can survive. Many people that are aware of the enormity of the increased frequencies are working on methodologies of ways in which we can survive. So when people once become aware of the need to put solutions for life itself, I believe that the human ingenuity supersedes this evil. I believe that the goodness in the end prevails. And I know that many people will find ways in which we can hopefully, in some way, survive this forced transition that's upon all of us. And I just want to thank you so much for having me on the program. Again, go to stopthecrime.net. Go to our YouTube video channel on a regular basis. We're posting new videos continuously. As we see the resilient cities taking shape, we will discuss that and many more. So again, okay, DJ, I really good. Want to thank you for having me on the show.
No,
and Jenna, thank
you
for what you participated in as well.
Thank you, Deborah.
Jenna.
You're
very
inspiring. Thanks, PJ.
No, thank you. And it's been fast and furious, but the next program we'll do, we'll emphasize solutions. Is that okay? We planned that with you. Is that okay? Okay, as we say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report. Talk to you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.